By the time Indianapolis Mayor Greg Ballard revoked the project school's charter in July 2012, a dozen disenchanted families from the disbanded school had no interest in attending other schools in the city. They also had no time, no money, and no building in which to found a school of their own. But they were committed and willing to compromise. Teacher John Goulash remembers holding class in an apartment building and a gymnasium across town.
There was a trampoline to the right. There was the lobby to the left, or sometimes we were in the lobby teaching. And that posed some distraction problems, issues.
But Project Libertas was off and running. By this spring, it received state accreditation as a private school. And by July of this year, 1 year almost to the day after their old school closed, Libertas volunteers were vacuuming out, painting, and cleaning their new home on the Indianapolis Unitarian Universalist Church campus. It's an 80-year-old red brick schoolhouse. And it's decidedly un-gym-like.
This is, as you can see, a classroom, an honest-to-goodness classroom.
The parents who founded Libertas were willing to go off the grid to keep the school going. Students didn't take state tests last year. The school's staff often went without pay. And as the school's board president, parent Matthew Brooks, points out, some parents traded volunteer hours for tuition they couldn't afford.
We were take what we can get, pay what you can, go out, raise money, find it when you can find it. You know, this year we have a level budget with, you know, real payroll.
And a real source of income. Libertas's private school accreditation makes its students eligible for state voucher dollars. Vouchers have quadrupled the school's budget, made the move to the new building possible. And even though teachers don't earn as much as they could in the Indianapolis public schools, they can at least expect regular paychecks. But keeping those voucher dollars hinges on the school's ISTEP scores. Remember, the mayor shut down the project school for chronic academic underperformance. Robert Enlow of the pro-voucher Friedman Foundation thinks the school does deserve a second chance. When Libertas's staff reached out to Enlow for advice, he reminded them they must at least earn C's on the state's grading scale or risk losing voucher dollars in the future.
If they can prove themselves quickly, then that should put some of the criticisms to rest. But again, the proof is always in the pudding.
On Monday of this week, Libertas's sixth week in its new home, teacher Owen Harrington started the day by welcoming the school's 64th student.
So today is Maddie's first day with us. This is like, 2 weeks in a row that we've had somebody new on Monday.
Project Libertas has grown from last year's 39 students. It's now nearly full. School director Megan Hughes wants to keep enrollment about where it is at around 70 students. That goes against the conventional wisdom in the charter world, where measuring enrollment growth is one of the ways charter authorizers hold schools accountable. But Hughes says she's okay with staying small for now.
We want to stay there until we know that we've got all the kinks worked out, that we have exactly what parents want.
Hughes says the new building is already helping. With the distractions of their old home and the gymnasium gone, students are more focused. She says the school's small size helps teachers focus on each student. That may be why Project Libertas's teachers say they're not worried about students taking statewide tests this school year, even though the school took a one-year hiatus from the exams. Even if the school's future funding depends on the results. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.